many times I said over that if you look, I once said there was a goyin that if you have a kvias or something, then the yanayim will crop up in it. I never was able to find a goyin, but yesterday I actually found some sefer that says it. So it's a good idea that some sefer is in, it's in the, some sefer la Torah, after Tvarim, there's likutim, and this is in Tehillim and Kuf Yutes. He says about, and he says that many times he found that the Yanad Yemu would crop up in either the Seder they was learning or in the Parshas HaShavua. So, some just the Maramakim. I wanted to, this is the last week, I think it's not going to be next week, and that'll be Av. So, I didn't want to start the new Mishnah, but I want to go over a certain part of the old Mishnah, which actually Bessim has some cash with in Yanad Yemu. The Mishnah, Bashakir, the best Mishnah, the Malava Kotzab Kilim is Chaim Benafsha, Ishtem Raki Shomu Choshma Afsha Moit Ben Tishkach, and so on. There's a very interesting, famous Ramban, is the Kasha, the Teichacha, it says, Le Sigal Nafshi Eschem, Salak Le Sechem, Le Sigal Nafshi Eschem. And he asks, I mean, is it possible that the Torah says, I'm going to be amongst you, I'm going to, my Shechina will be with you, and the Rabusa is, L'Sigal Nafshi Eschem. So, he says something about Giul Kalim. Giul Kalim, he has a Albidera Chassoid, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not need to put Klai Yisrael through the process of Hag'ola, basically, which is Yisurim and so on. Doesn't that, you know, he's sort of, the Rabbi Kedakra sort of says it very, very succinctly. He doesn't not marich on it. I want to be mastered a little bit in terms of I don't know if it's his mechuvin in the end, but I think Pshat in the Pasuk Al Kapanim, it's right. The word sigal is used for hagolas kalim, for plita and so on. I want to understand that phenomenon a little bit. There is a phenomena of two things that are misnagged to each other. The marshal, somebody's an oyev, a seine, and you go out melchama and you fight. So that's one type of adversarial relationship. There's another type of relationship that I forget. I'm nice and we're friendly and very, very good, and no problems. I don't know, we're happy with each other and so on. But if you try to get close, then you don't like the relationship. There are some times where the kirva itself provokes a reaction, similar to when a person like Sakhar Zeschem, when hakar is only shayach to something that is in you, and I want to try to describe that phenomenon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two mifchanim. One of them is we have a relationship with things outside of us, and that could be nice, or it could be adversarial. That's one. There's another relationship which goes to the klita of something. In other words, if two things are miskarev in a way that one would swallow the other and make it part of himself, that is a relationship. And those things that are shaykh to be niklat, the closeness creates a klita. That's one part of it. And the other part of it is, I have a certain sense in my body, a certain chush, whose job is to stand on a mishmer, which things can become part of it, which things not. It's like the cells have a wall around it which decides which proteins can come in, which cannot come in. So you have a certain koyach that dafke is there to oppose klita. So if the cell A would see this protein someplace else, there wouldn't be any issues, there wouldn't be any problems, it wouldn't attack it or swallow it or whatever it is. Just leave it there. But the minute it's typhus, that it's shaykh to itself, so there starts either a hiskarvus that results in a klita, or a hiskarvus that results in a plita, in being tossed out. When a person sees something from a distance that's not appetizing, not good, he doesn't throw up. When he gets close to it, he throws up because he just tried to become part of me, and the throwing up is a rejection specifically of trying to become part of myself, oneself, and so on. So the Akadosh Baruch Hu put a krech in the Bria, whose job specifically is to stand guard over which inyanim are going to be niklat, and which inyanim am I integrating versus which inyanim I'm not. The rejection of something that came close to become a candidate for absorption carries in itself the shamer of agala. So that's the pshat in the pasuk. The mida of gil of hakar with a kuf is not shaykh on inyanim that are distant from Akash Baruch, so to speak. Inyanim that is things that are shaykh to things that exist within a distance of Akash Baruch Hu, there's no problem with it. Now there's a whole new set of issues. What about things that are going to exist with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in one tchum? Can they or can they not? And we have the mid of gil to throw it out. There's a lesson in Chazal. It says, the pasuk says by Menashe when he brought in the Tzalm de Hechel, it says, the bed is too small for another one there. Now that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not tolerating another entity there. There's a Lashon Chazal also kadazista rechimta, when love is close. So even on a tip of a sword, a tip of a knife, two people can lay together. In other words, because where there's a tremendous ava, that creates a kesher where it becomes hainuach. So just like the muscle on a pot, you have the end that's on top, and you have a tam that became absorbed. The end that's on top of the pot takes up space. The tam that became absorbed it doesn't take up any space because it became part of the kli. I don't know if it's a nightmare to try to be done how much was absorbed because you don't see it as part of it. Also, a person with a Kadosh Baruch Hu has an ability or a mida of becoming niklat, in the Metzias of Shechina, that's where the mida of Giul is Shechin. It's a very sensitive mida because I can tolerate many things so long as it doesn't have to be part of me. I can, let's say I'm a very patient person, a nice person, and all sorts of difficult people come by and I can be very patient with them and so on. But if somebody wants to be mitzvah as a wife, I would reject it vehemently because I can deal with things that are a hand or two away that, you know, to put some distance and so on, as opposed to something which is still part of my mitzvah. By Google, the kli is treif. A kli cheres, the Torah was made that any yitzim mitoif of loyzo, it doesn't completely leave its tfaris. So that's its mitzvahs in terms of it's always the kli cheres is always has the tumah on it, the isurim on it that it had to stop with, because the Torah is made that it became one with the kli cheres. Klimatchis, the point of the Hag'ola is to dislodge it from the Kli. It's that which is mafkir from the walls and brings it into its own light. So once it's taken out and it's part of it, then it's something which is going to be, then it's already, the Kli is no longer a Kli that's straight, because I was magalit. I had the Kli reject the Davarasa. Once it rejects the Davarasa, then it's even if it needs some cleaning afterwards, it doesn't take much to get it out. I was Oymer on this Nakuda from what he speaks about, that a person who's Shrecheach Torah and is mafchin between if somebody is forgets it and that's the mudai. The Mishnah is Maisav Yacha after the talk of a shasat halal and pen yasim lovav samecha ha'inim is chai bin nashat she yeshev yisirim in liboy. So the Ramal explains that doesn't mean you mamash have to sit and forget it, as long as you don't do any pu'ula to strengthen it, that goes into that gather. A mashal would be, let's say a person is away from a friend. His friend left and his friend went off to live in a different country, and he didn't want to live in a different country, and the fire apart. So one person makes an effort to look up the other person, and every so often there's some sort of sense of missing the other person and so on. And, you know, as he feels more distant, it arouses a certain feeling of chisaret. Masha'in came when the person, if that happens, then it's a right, they wanted the same. But if it doesn't happen, then it's a right at best, it's two things that were stuck together, one peeled off painlessly. So that's the mashkiah from the lave when he says three different echitimtzes. If a person begins to forget his learning and he doesn't make it part of himself, he doesn't try to. In other words, it's not bothering him that it's leaving him. Then it's a chisaron. Basically, he doesn't see it as part of himself, and when it washes off, it washes off. It's not a problem. If a person loses hair, a person has been stire on it, people try very hard because it's mine, it's my hair, and now I'm losing my hair. If it's a shetel, so it's a shad gel, but I don't have the sense. If the pirut doesn't arouse in me the sense that I'm losing something myself, then the dveikus to start with was not a real dibuk, and the mela and the mela and the prisha itself tells me that it's not part of the atzmius. The it says in the Gemara that there were three things that Kaiser was moyas in them, and the gula won't come till they won't be mevakashit. Says Yishlaim, it says Nach Mashiach, it says Amigdash. It's a special hadgasha. It's something that a person is moyas in. The person can't become the schabatu. But the hefech of chibur is me'isa. And let's have the Gemara here, it says, the Shleisha Rishon, that's the Gemara Shleisha Rishon, the I attack somebody, and the person is my enemy. That in itself is not a shter. That I'll become friends with the person, because at some point I'll stop being my enemy. At some point we'll have something in common, and it'll be good. But somebody that I'm nimas from, I'll never become close to the person, because if I can't tolerate the person, then there's not going to be any kesher, any chibur. So Klal Yisrael's the yonim of the churban, which is the etzem, the sherish is Dashoah Shechina, and the Dashoah Shechina in Klal Yisrael, the Beis Hamikdash, I mean, that's what centers around, is that type of darga, of closeness. If the person is not, if Klal Yisrael is more, is nimas or something, there's not going to be out. actually dabbling with it because the person sees it as being his. Adam also mashes the kisu chol shor because the person sees kinyanim as part of his mitzvahs. The Maharal speaks about it many times that it's mitzvah after the person, and therefore it's something which means that it's kosher to the person. That's something that the person can let go, and it doesn't have any shaykhus. It doesn't in any way affect him. That's much worse. Then the pshat is it's not, you know, it never was nicholas part of the person. So the problem Talmud Torah, whether or not the person was. Whether or not the person is mechubetid lies in the sense of what was it like. How strong did it bond? Did it bond in a way where the person didn't let go of it? Or mechatesh, the person was, you know, when he remembered, didn't remember. The remembering and not remembering, the chazing and not chazing, is really a raya on the level that it was niklat in the person. So so therefore it's called hasara. Hasara means that it's something that was on top of an other thing. It wasn't part and parcel of it. When I split one thing from the other, I don't call that hasara. Hasara is something unnatural, something external covered something, and then you needed to take it out. But then it fell off because everything falls off. But Shainkin, if something had become part of it and then it split apart, that would be very different. In Bayer Lamashe Shabbos, there's a difference between taking off an outer peel to separating two things that have become intertwined. There's the outer peeling something with its outer peel is not a melachas bara because the things are not together, not mixed up. I'm not being mafrid two things that were one thing. I'm simply removing a layer that's external to the thing that's inside. That's the word over here in the yanim of the Hasari speaks about, and the yanim of the Mikdash. I want to add another point here. The lashon of the pasuk. It's funny that when the pasuk is looking for a lashon to describe Klal Yisrael's shayches to Klal Yisrael's avera in the yanim of Yisrael, the avera that was a goyim leaving Yisrael, it was called Vayimasu be'eretz chando lehemino ledvare. Pasuk Tillim, that they were moyes in Eretz Chemda. There's a double lashon here. Klal Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Chemda over here, meaning its mitzias is a mitzias where there should be tshuka. Chemda is something which means there's going to be a chibur automatically between me and the thing, because it's something that is the things that a person has chaymed nafshu shadim chandasan are things that the person sees as the etzim shayach to him, whether it's mamonis or arayis. Those are two things that a person makes part of himself. He's knit back to both of them. Eretz Yisrael is meant to be an Eretz Chemda. The reaction to it was a reaction of ma'us. They were nimas from it. The Russian, the Chavayu is a b'chia shel chinam. You cried for nothing, I'll also give you a b'chia shel chinam. What does it mean they cried for nothing? They didn't cry for nothing, they didn't want to Israel. So the Pasuk Pshat means that Israel was really very good and they shouldn't have cried and so on. What does the b'chia shel chinam mean? idea of the Bechia was out of a lack of desire. But let's give a mashal. Let's say I see a person, he's very upset, he's crying. So I ask, what's the matter? The matter is he lost something very valuable. He lost somebody very close to him. Something is in great pain, physical pain from something, great emotional pain. Those are all Bechias, where the Bechia itself is the correct guva to something which is beside a person. But let's say somebody is being forced to marry a person they don't want to marry, like the good old days when they could force you to marry somebody you didn't want. So their bechia is not a bechia because of a tsar, especially a person could be a fine person, nothing wrong with the person. I mean, it's like if somebody buys a car, and the person is very, very upset. What's the problem? He says, no, nothing wrong. The car's a very good car. I get a lot of miles. And that, I don't know, I'm just not terribly attached to it. I'm not crazy about the car. So I would tell him that the key is chinam. So what? I mean, you could have wanted a nicer car, but there's no, it's not a tsar of the car itself. But when a person is forced to marry somebody they don't want, there's a tsar that falls along those same lines of Moses and so on. But the Bechia Shel China meant it was a rejection of Eretz Yisrael, much more than anything else. And the flip side of it was that when Eretz Yisrael, when Kaiser went to Golos, so Eretz Yisrael also has that type of anhagav called hakar. L'saksat eschem, that Eretz Yisrael is a mokrim that doesn't tolerate the kirva of those that aren't really close to it. It's just like nobody likes to be hugged or kissed by somebody that has ulterior motives. He wants the money, he wants whatever it is. It's very difficult to, because a kirva that's bad, it brings out the reaction of gil and so on. So the relationship of Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, and both sides of it, in Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael and vice versa, were all part and parcel of the same union. They were something which was extremely. The makom was a makom of kirva. Ashras Ashchina in Eretz Yisrael is kirva. Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael is kirva. It's the etzem of it was two things very close together. The hefech of that, the mafkir of that is, when I take something, I try to convince somebody this is good to eat, and he takes it and then violently spits it out. That's because when I tried to be mekayev it to me, to the extreme curve I reacted. So the reaction, the bechia shel chinam was that Klal Yisrael b'shach didn't want that, and the inyan de umayasin Klal Yisrael didn't want. And the geula can only come for those inyanim that are likened to a chibur vishn isha, those inyanim that are likened to having two things mizdavik each other. We have to make sure that there's no moros or gil, and then it's possible to have that chibur. So it's very interesting when you compare Shemesh with Thomas and Tisha B'Av. Shemesh and Thomas Kaisel was made up of a Zara, and that's why got such a terrible punishment. Shemesh and Thomas was a Shemesh Paranyas, but it wasn't the goof of the Paranyas. The Churban and the goal of the Kaisel came on Tisha B'Av, when what seems to us a much less Avera of Vayimus Re'ez Chemda, because I can live with somebody that I like but has faults and problems. So, okay, we'll work on it. You won't say this, I won't say this, I'll do this, I won't do this. Fine. Two people can, a marriage can endure. A marriage with problems kosher doesn't have any tshuka, can't do it. It's not really marriage. So Shabbat Batalmas Kaisel had problems, very, very, very big problems. Yes. There was the Chavegel, that's why the tit for a tat was an Einish. Tisha B'Av was a scholar lack of tshuka, a mias, that as they came close to Ruchnias, they drew back. They couldn't tolerate the Ruchnias. That's something that there's no takana b'asher Hashem. Until they'll be mevakish, David Malcolm and so on, and there is Mitch, it's not going to work because you can't have a marriage. You can clear a problem, but you can't have a marriage where there's no bikush and so on. Okay, any questions?
Yeah, two questions. Number one, if a person is sheikh over echad mimishnasim, we're saying that shows that it was never nikat in the first place. So,
yeah.
Why not say, ma'alal of a kosev, kilu lamda kol ikar? Now, this lashon of kilu mischayev benafshe is like this, a very punitive type of terminology. I mean, if the pshat is a person never had it, and we see that now his true colors, he never was dovek to it, it was never mischaber. But like, why this kind of sharf lashon of kilu mischayev benafshe? I mean, why say it like that?
So the Malach says that the person is mufka, anyone who's mufka from Chachma, that's the second part. A person who's mufka from Chachma, a person who has no interest in Chachma, I'd rather, he's somebody that Chachma doesn't interest him. So that's a much worse one. A person who is uninspired by Chachma, unexcited by Chachma, means that he's not mechuba to anything of real ruchnius, of anything that's timeless, and therefore the person is a bar mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And also, is it not shaykh to say this type of hagdara by, let's say, someone who was zohar in mitzvah tzitzis for many years, and then he was nisrashal, and he kind of forgot about it, so, I mean, this type of bechina, does it not apply to mitzvahs? Is it dafka din and talmud Torah?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Call to.